So I'm here with Ben, founder of Claro Soap, a small business selling products in markets across Sydney. How are you today, Ben?
I'm good. No, yeah, it's good.
That's good. Could you start off by just telling me a bit about yourself and how you started with Claro Soap?
The whole idea really came about because I wanted to kind of, I started to notice that everyone was really using a lot of toxins in like all their products. Mm-hmm. And so the idea just came to me to try and make a change, make a really clean product. And it's soap. So it's something that's really intimate when you're in the shower. And I thought this intimate experience shouldn't be jaded.
Filled with toxins.
Yeah, filled with toxins.
Yeah. You've been selling your products in markets in Sydney. You were saying Kirribilli Market was like one that you frequented. How did you get into that? How did you start selling at markets? What's like the process behind that? And just sort of like, what was your experience selling at the markets?
Yeah. Well, Kirribilli is a really cool market because I started to notice because I was applying for a whole bunch. Okay. I applied for ones out west in Richmond. I applied for some in Manly, Bondi, all over Sydney. Kirribilli had a really cool way to apply. It's just an online form. And I think markets in general, they're really important for sort of the dynamic industries, like the dynamism of an entrepreneur, because you can't go from nothing to something overnight. Like you have to start somewhere. And those markets just provide a really good entry into that. So, yeah, like Kirribilli was awesome. That's how I started, actually. I started it in January. I got my first spot.
This January?
Yeah, this January. Yeah. And then, I was doing it bi-weekly. And then I started doing Manly every week. And I'm going back to Kirribilli this week. So, yeah.
So what would you say are some of the challenges and rewards of being a local vendor? Sort of like a pros and cons list of working a market.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think everyone who starts a business has the dream. And the dream is, I want to have some e-commerce store where I can have people running it. But like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. So it's a time factor. I think that's one of the big drawbacks. But the best thing about the markets is you just meet the most incredible people. It's amazing. You go there, you get numbers, you meet people, you get contacts. They're really friendly. People tell you their experience with your products. It's just a really wholesome sort of experience.
Yeah, and what does it mean to you to be part of that community?
It means a lot. I think being detached from a community is kind of just isolating. So when you start to deepen that bond with the people around you, you just start to feel like you're actually doing something larger than yourself.
Yeah. And how do you see your business contributing to the local community beyond just selling your products?
Well, I think it's kind of the big image. So get toxins out of people's lives. I mean, you walk around, you read ingredients on the back of these things. You can't name half of them. You don't know what they are. And it's like, oh, that's what I'm going to use. It just seems like we walk around, we eat free range chicken eggs. We eat grass fed beef. And it seems to be there's a detachment between what we put in our body in the food and what we put on our skin. So, yeah, like the bigger picture really is to get people healthy again.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think are the benefits of customers buying directly from local producers such as yourself as opposed to a bigger business?
Well, they know where it's coming from and they know who's selling it.
Yeah.
And they're involved in something that's actually personal. Amazon's a funny thing. It's, you go online, you click a button and it comes to your door. You don't meet anyone. You don't see anyone. So you're alienated from your product.
Yeah. And why is it important to you to be a vendor in local markets? Why is it important to you to have that start and to have that grounding as opposed to just running an online store and promoting your product other ways?
Well, I think it's nice to be involved. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be involved with people. It's nice to hear feedback from people in person instead of just like emails.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a much nicer experience. People are eternally fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And putting yourself in a position where you can interact with those people is always a better option.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, like I said before, there's that dream about an entrepreneur just running an online store. And I guess...
That's what the future looks like for you, an online store?
Well, I think ideally you grow, mm-hmm. but you always stay true to the roots.
And the roots being the local market.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, and where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram at clarosoapau or on our website. Just type in www.claro.com.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take you straight to our website. Or at the Kirribilli Markets. We're going to be there this Sunday.
Perfect. Well, guess if you want to see Ben at the markets and want to buy some soap, Kirribilli's the place to be.
You won't be disappointed.
Thank you so much.